In less than 2 weeks, Chicago's first ever reggaeton music festival, Sueños, will be taking over Grant Park for Memorial Day weekend. Headliners include Ozuna, Mike Towers, El Alfa, J Balvin, and Wisin y Yandel. As we inch closer to the event, here's what you need to know and what to expect, according to Sueños Festival co-founder Aaron Ampudia, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, Christine.
Absolutely. So as we get closer to this, what can people expect from this event, a first of its kind here in Chicago?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, people can expect a really fun Latin festival where you get to enjoy everything about the culture. So whether it's the music and the big artists like J Balvin, Ozuna, Wisin y Yandel, or the food that we're going to be bringing on site into Grant Park with all the local vendors of Chicago, all the Latino vendors that our fans actually requested. And obviously the drinks like micheladas,
a good cold classics beer
for everyone 21 and up. And yeah, it's just a cultural festivity.
That is awesome. Now, Aaron, your event is still a couple weeks away, like we mentioned, but you guys have already been here in Chicago looking for ways to get involved and to make an impact. And actually, you guys recently did a donation. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Ever since we got into Chicago or any festival we do in the world, we like to bring some type sort of value to the city. So we donated $50,000 to the Segundo Ruiz Belvis Youth Media Center. And with that, they're going to be able to, you know, expand the resources for all the youth community of Chicago and Latinos.
That is amazing. So not just something where you guys come in for a weekend. No, you guys are really trying to get integrated within the community. That's amazing to see. Aside from purchasing tickets, which people can head on over to the website to look at that, how can people be well prepared for the big days ahead?
It's just like any other festival. People should just be ready to have a good time. We're working with the city and with our partners that produce the event to have a really fun and safe festival. So just be prepared to have a good time. Chicago's going to be busy. It's Memorial Day weekend, so weather is looking really good. So it should be a really fun time.
And, you know, I'm sure your team works year-round to get some of these big names at some of these performances. I mean, aside from Sueños, you guys also have, like, you're wearing their Baja Fest. You guys put on that event as well. But sticking here a little bit more specifically, when we're talking about Wisin y Yandel, this is going to be their last performance at a festival before they kick off their farewell tour. What does that mean for you guys as such a huge event?
Yes, it's always really special when we get to bring those sort of artists on those special moments. For Sueños, we have that. For Wisin y Yandel and Baja Beach Fest, we also have Daddy Yankee. So we try to find those moments and work with those teams when they know that these moments are going to happen, and we can make sure to bring that for our Latin community so they can experience Wisin y Yandel one last time in a festival.
And such nostalgia attached to their name too. So I'm sure that's going to be such a great performance that people will not want to miss. Here's the lineup in case anyone hasn't seen it. And some big names, like we mentioned, there's Ozuna, there's Farruko on there, Mike Towers, El Alfa, just such big names. Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to add or you'd like people to know?
Just wanted to reach out and thank all the community of Chicago. We really are super proud and we're gonna deliver this great experience for them. And thank you for the response we got. It's been crazy and we're not gonna let you guys down.
Absolutely. Aaron, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.